a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to the UK for this one, mate.
Yum.
About 65 k's southeast of London, there's a small hamlet by the name of Allington.
Okay.
Now, you and I are both sort of festival guys.
Yeah, look, to be fair, you're still in it. You're still amongst it. Good things you went to. You had a great time.
Yeah.
You'll probably go again this year.
Definitely, yep.
I've really winded the festivals back.
Well, it's been a while since you've done the sort of go to Meredith, everybody wears
Meredith.
The same colour clothes and we drag a couch around and then we leave it and drive off.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only one I'll go to now, Meredith and Golden Plains.
Mm.
But apart from that, if it's a big, long festival, I'm like, why am I here?
Mm. What are you paying?
It get really exciting and then I'm like, why am I here?
What are you paying? I reckon we paid about $240, $250 each for good things.
Yeah.
What are you paying for your Meredith and what stuff?
Oh, camping, everything. It's like $400 ticket.
Yeah, all right. So these ones are $520 for this particular festival. Let me tell you about Swing-a-thon.
Swing-a-thon.
In Allington.
Oh, it's my baby brain just went to a place where there's heaps of different swings, but I know that's not what it is.
It's a four-day festival.
4 days.
And it's just run for the second time.
Okay.
First one was last year. Oh, sorry, third year. So it just ran for its third year. And they're getting better at it. It's running smoother.
Okay.
Apparently, according to organisers. However, locals still not a huge fan because more than 1,000 scantily clad attendees paid around $520 to access the sextravaganza.
Oh, my God.
Which included play tents, hot tubs, hello, Cameron Ling, foam parties.
Hello, Tom Lewis.
And mobile dungeons. And that sort of...
Okay.
That seems like a... I can't think of the word for it, but...
A clean place?
No, well, a mobile dungeon. Isn't it the whole idea of a dungeon is it's underground and not mobile? Anyway.
Oh, but they're probably, you know, they've got the theatre kids involved and they walk in there and like, wow, this feels like an actual dungeon.
Well, those in the mood to get kinky were delighted by the event. Locals living nearby were furious at the X-rated antics taking place.
Not in my backyard.
No, well, that's... Funny you should say that. Mm. Bigger, bolder, better than ever before in its third year. And look, there are it's divided the community of Allington because obviously it's good for tourism.
Yeah.
That tourist dollar comes in. Now, you do have to wipe down every dollar that you're given because you don't really want to touch anything.
Yeah.
And they do. Oh, you would spend probably the next month not wanting to touch anything in town. There's just it's photographs from social media account revealed tents filled with an array of toys, whips, chains, and then there's the spicy lounge, which is next level.
That's where you go to get hot wings or something.
No.
Oh, once again, I've...
Get your wings heated is probably more appropriate.
Yeah.
Weirdly, the festival attire is pretty standard festival attire these days. It's whether you're at a... kinky swingers sex festival or you're just at some sort of like farmer's market these days.
Farmer's market.
So much fishnet and G-bangers.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even from good things last year, that we were walking around. It wasn't a hot day. It was start of December, so summer hadn't come to the party yet. Yeah. We're just like looking at the girls mainly and being like, you girls look so cold. And then even some of the guys as well, you're just going to have the weirdest sunburn the next day. With the fishnets and the straps and all sorts.
You should go and tell people to put clothes on. Put on more clothes. Put
on
more
clothes. Get up on stage.
Yeah.
So during last year's event, right, they didn't stop it from coming back this year, so third year in a row. But last year's event, locals complained, oh, are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
Being kept awake by the sounds of screaming and moaning. Rolling through the countryside.
So come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You just know that there's like some cows in the next paddock over just wide-eyed like, what am I watching?
I've seen too much. But the milk was really good that year. Mm. The finest cheese that London's ever seen.
Didn't rain for like 3 months. Still walked through that paddock. Lost a gumboot.
Oh, my.
Oh, where's my shoes gone?
Oh, my God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Pat's on the back all around. You guys, I don't know how. This has happened more than once where you've both misunderstood something but done it in the same way. So there must be something that links Cameron Ling, former elite athlete, Geelong Cats captain,
and
brain, and Lauren Tomuscus, farm girl, DJ, anxious person. There must be some
cool buyer.
Yeah. Put that in the tombstone.
The way the synapses work, link to
synapses, I think
whatever
it's called.
All right, good.
What's only going to fire him up some more?
I was doing so well.
What have we done?
So yesterday, I stuffed something up on the show, and I turned off the mics, and I was like, "Geez, I am having an absolute mare today."
Okay. Sure, Tom.
And then we got talking about what it means when you say, "I'm having a mare." and even more than that, what the origins of that saying are, right? Because
okay.
My understanding is if you're having a mare, you're having a bad time of it. Yeah, you're having a bad day.
Yeah, we all agree with that.
Having a tough time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Where do you both think that this statement comes from? What's the origin of the term having a mare?
Do you want to go first, Lauren?
Well, no, because
I'll say what I thought it was.
Maybe I should go first. No, go on.
I always believed it was related to horses. And
okay.
if in horse breeding and a horse had a mare.
I don't know well, but yes, I'm aware of the fact that they're bred.
Now, everyone stick with me on this. This is not, if you had a mare, it means the foal was a female horse. Nothing wrong with a female horse other than, I thought in breeding, a female horse can be pregnant once in a pregnancy cycle, whereas if you had a stallion, they can impregnate multiple mares, and therefore it was better for the breeding cycles of the entire setup. So
wouldn't that be better then?
Yeah.
No, you wanted to have
a mare?
No, you wanted to have a stallion because then you could have.
Oh, mare's a female.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there was only one foal would come from that foal when it grew up, whereas stallion could produce multiple foals.
For all of you.
It's better for business.
It was purely a business thing. I thought it was like, oh, we had a mare. We were hoping to have a stallion. That's what I always thought it was. AJ in the newsroom, do not laugh at me. Thank you very much. What did you think it was?
No, I thought it was something to do with horses, but I just thought I was having a horse time of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what horse, it meant. Yeah. I don't really know what it meant, but I just thought I was like horsing around. Like I was just having a horsey time.
Yours is incredibly almost too vague and simplistic. Mine is far too complicated now I think about it because, Tom, you then pointed out to us.
Well, so my understanding, and this is just where my brain went, I haven't done any research into this, and so this is where we need people to help us on 52232955 to have a mare of it. Surely that would be short for nightmare. Oh, it's a bloody nightmare. Oh, I'm having a mare. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I don't think anyone says mare. I'm having a mare as a nightmare. I think it's horsey related.
No.
I just don't know exactly.
I think you are so far. Animal husbandry aside, I think I'm on the right track. I'm pretty sure if it's mare, it's a nightmare.
Now that he's said it, I'm not going to defend my...
No, stick fat, because there's two of us, mate. And even though we're not exact, we're in the same barn.
All right, 52232955. Are you in the barn with me and Lod?
Enough about the horses.
Or has Tom just got it right because it's simply short for a nightmare?
What does it mean to have a mare?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Not sure I like being in the same barn as Loggy right now.
Stop saying barn.
Offensive.
In the stable. You're in the same stable.
Same stable because...
It's a creative staple. Stable? Damn.
Tom, explain why, because I'm quite embarrassed.
So I stuffed up something on the show yesterday, turned off the microphones and went, "God, I'm having a bloody mare today." And you guys were like, "Yeah, it's about horses, yeah?" And Loggy was like, "Yeah, you're having a horse of a day."
I would have accepted horsing around, but yeah. No, not having a horse of the day. I'm sorry, I will not accept.
And somehow my understanding of that, for all these years I've heard that term, is horse-related. Mine's a lot more complicated. I thought it was to do with the breeding process and those who, you know, breed horses for a living. Mm. And if the foal is a mare, it can then...
Which is a female.
It can only produce one foal at a time in its next cycle.
How sad.
Whereas the stallion obviously can... impregnate multiple
wild oats and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I thought, the farmers or the breeders didn't want to have a mare. Like,
yeah. The more you say it,
very handmade tale.
And then you pointed out to me a much more simplistic.
It's got to be the second half of the word nightmare. Surely, yeah. It's just short for nightmare. Geez, I'm having a nightmare. Geez, I'm having a mare.
Oh God.
52232955. Cass is in North Geelong. Talk some sense into these guys for me, Cass.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I definitely agree that it's having a nightmare, but during the day. Mm. If you're going to have a mare, it's you're having an awful time, but not at night.
Oh, okay. Well,
Cass,
that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Does my theory have, like, anything to it?
Not really, because you know, when a female horse has a baby, it's you know, it's a foal, but it's a filly, then it's a filly. And females, as long as they still produce a foal, be it male or female, that's where the money comes from. The stallion gets bought, so you know, he pays through services. But the money still definitely goes to the impregnator, which is you know, the haver of the horses.
Cass has just schooled me big time.
Do you want to come in the barn with me, Cass?
Hey, no, stay away
hang
from
around.
The barn. Stay away. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year. Whoa, we missed the pop, hey. Oh,
we did.
So we did it late. Anyway, that's fine. We're going to play Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerines' favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back. Through the mist of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We then write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. We shout it out at the same time.
You've got a handy lead in this one, by the way. I am keeping score throughout the year. Log, we need to close the gap. We've got some work to do.
Hey, there's plenty of year left, mate.
Yeah, there is.
There really is.
We've got to get moving, though.
Okay. Yeah. What are we on?
I'm so tired.
Tommy's on 13.
So much a year left.
Tommy's on 13. I'm second, amazingly, on 7.5.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And you're on 6.
Okay.
How'd you get a half point?
We've both got some halves.
Let's not get bogged down.
Okay, sure.
All right, here we go. Question number one for today. What year did this come out?
Do you know who it is?
No.
Billy Joel.
Real?
It's Billy Joel.
It's you.
Thank you.
Oh, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Good
what
on
me. What
year
are we now? What? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Yeah,
what year? So the question is what year Ed is it? Oh, my pen's not working. Oh, no, it's okay.
We'll trust you, Tommy.
No, you don't, though.
No, we
all
don't.
All right, here we go. Everybody got something?
Yeah. Yep.
3, 2, 1. 2017.
It's 20 for me.
16, 17, 20. I reckon you might be onto this one, Log. Here we go.
The year was 2017.
Oh, no, that was me. Okay.
No, that was me.
Smug.
Tom, correct.
No, that was me.
I really thought you had it there, mate. Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number 2. When I taste tequila,
what? Baby, I still see you. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt. What is this?
This is When I Taste Tequila, and it's by...
Morgan Wallen?
No.
The other one. It's not our mate, Casey.
No, but it might be... Who's the Aussie Morgan? Morgan Evans?
Yes.
Sure. I reckon that's Whatever. Him. I reckon that's him.
I know exactly when that is then.
Sure.
Never heard it.
As if you do.
I do. Watch okay, you get right, it on the nose.
Okay, here we go. All right, 3, 2, 1.
2019.
We both said 19. You said 21. Here we go. Cameron Lee, if you get this right, oh my gosh, it will be delicious for you.
The year was 2018.
Oh, we're all over.
So this is the decider for you two.
Yeah. No, you're still in the
but
game.
But I can stay in the game to tiebreak. Okay, awesome. Sure.
All right, here we go. When did this come out?
Oh, I remember exactly where I was. Or what was the year?
Fergie.
Mm. Yep.
I reckon I'm still playing.
I'm going to write something. I think I've gone too early, just quietly. Because, I mean, when did she start
always
doing...
Always the caveat with you. We get it.
Yeah. No, but I'm just
it's
saying...
okay.
And then you'll, when you get it right, you'll be all smug. Oh, but I got it.
You don't
I'm
need
rad.
The caveat, Tom. It's fine.
I'm just not sure when she went solo, that's all. Mm. All right, everyone written something down. Yep. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2005. 2006. Oh.
5, 6, 8.
The year was 2007.
Yes.
Yes, good on your log. So what does that mean?
That means one Tom, one log.
I'll stay out of the tiebreaker.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker.
Oh. Okay, it's sad because we don't, like...
We don't.
This guy is an absolute POS.
Oh.
Right? But it's a great song, but he... can get in the bin.
Okay, you have to explain to me off
Chris
air
Brown.
Who it is. Oh, right. Okay, even
isn't
I
it?
Know he's a POS.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's
gotcha.
An absolute POS.
All right, here we go. You good?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
The 2011. Year 2000.
What?
2000, 2011.
High.
I love this. Mm. Big gap.
The year was 2008.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, nice. Love. Good on you, mate.
I honestly thought it was that era. I didn't do a shifty there, but
no,
there you go.
Good on you. You're 8 years off and still won it, which is an absolute ripper.
Can't help yourself,
can you? Let me finish my bloody sentence. It was awesome. All right, that's guess the year for this. I love it when that happens. We did classical music 1 year and I was 100 and something years off and I still won. All right.
Very cool story. Just finishing with a win from Tom's story there.
Yes.
Just to wrap things
yes.
up.
Loggy won this week, Tom. Deal with it.
I gave her the winner sound effect and everything, so you can both shut up.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Want to know if you can bip someone to get them to hurry up and get out of a park that they are exiting, but obviously not at a rate of knots that you would appreciate.
Mm.
Not quickly enough for you.
Or is it that... you should think we're leaving. I'll hurry it up and get out.
Oh, so. I don't dilly-dally. Like, I wasn't intentionally taking a long time to be annoying.
Yeah.
But it's just a process when you've got shopping, you've got kids,
yeah.
and you've got, you know, a GPS that you need to set to go to your next destination. I'm going to do that and then I'm going to leave the park. If that's not quick enough for you, then go find another park.
Yeah, yeah, don't need to be beeped to move on. Mick from Werribee's on the line. Mick, where do you stand on this one?
I know Tom had wife and kids with him, but if it was me, I would have just got out of the car and went back into the shops.
They're burned.
Yes, Mick.
You never ever seen this happen, though, in person?
Oh, no, look, I've even probably sort of had, like, you know how sometimes you're at the shops and it's really busy and somebody follows you back to the car?
Yeah.
When that happens, I have been known to open the car, put my stuff in there, and go back to the shop.
Oh. No, but it's
you can just gesture to those people. You
can
gesture to those people like, I'm not leaving, you know, just do this.
I've done the follow before. I thought that was universally okay.
No, the follow's okay, I think. It's just you just don't be a D about it.
Okay. Mm,
yeah, I think that's fair. Melissa is in Ker Lewis. Melissa, good morning. Where do you, what do you feel about this? Are you a beeper or you think it's wrong?
Well, I've actually had this happen to me.
Oh,
what happened?
I had all my kids, got them all in the car, same deal, didn't know where I was going, got the phone out, and I got beeped. But I actually realised why I was being beeped. I turned around to see if possibly she wanted me to, you know, find out what I was doing.
Mm.
But she beeped again. So I gave her a feral look. I opened my door. I waved my phone at her to say, I'm on my phone. Then as she kept driving off, I reversed out and drove behind her.
Oh. So she missed the park.
She missed the park.
Yeah.
Person on the other side got it.
Nice. Excellent. I thought
how rude. Just a little bit of patience.
I really thought you were going to say she was trying to draw your attention to you'd left like a bag behind the car or something on the roof
no,
of the car. No, she was just...
being a bee.
She just wanted me to hurry up and get out of the park. She thought I was playing on my phone. Well, I needed to know where I was going.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's your prerogative. If you want to sit on the, if you want to get in the car and have a bit of a flick through Facebook or whatever, Instagram, go for it. I mean,
if I want to set up a tent in my car park, I'm going to it.
That's not extreme.
All right, Lloydie. Lloydie and Armstrong Creek, wrap this up for us, mate. Can you bip someone to get them out of their car park faster?
I believe you can't. I think that's quite rude and disrespectful, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, that's good. Seems like everyone's...
If it's anything that Mum and Dad ever taught me, is patience and virtue.
Yeah, but what if you're doing Christmas shopping?
Well, there's hundreds of parks in the bloody car park. Go park in one of them ones. Don't have to be exactly that one.
That's
if that person's still got things going on, like... You don't have to be right up the front door just to bloody get that car park. You've got hundreds of others to pick from. I think you just leave those people alone. And go pick a different one.
Lloydie's fired up. I love it. There's been a lot of support. Like, what if Tom had loaded up the car with the girls and everything like that and was just sitting in his car waiting for Carly to come? He's allowed to do that.
Yeah, sometimes it's park or be parked, you know? Like,
How about you get parked?
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.